Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Markets in the pre-market are in the green. Oils now inching toward $57 a barrel. Gas prices have been going down every single day in the last 2 weeks. And that's where we sit right now. Jill, I talked about Jill Schlesinger. She's harumphing me in the background.
No, I'm not harumphing. I'm going, like that. Like more of like a whimsical, like that's good news, right?
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I just looked it up, actually, just because I know you love talking about oil. And right now, the crude oil is down 20% this year. And we're inching towards $3 a gallon for national average, down 14 cents from a year ago. Can you believe our high print was above $5 a gallon? That was back in June of 22. So we've made progress.
Totally. And of course, by the way, Jill with CBS News and Jill on Money, you can go to jillonmoney.com to read the blog. We'll get to in a second. I do know this, though. There is a point where, they call it CapEx or whatever you want to say. There's a point where these drillers and producers, things don't get as profitable, especially in the fracking space. I'm not saying 57 is not a profitable level, but it's getting like this is kind of like the sweetest spot. If it goes lower than, below, if it gets toward 50, I think some folks are going to be in some trouble, believe it or not.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we'll see. It sort of gives you a very good snapshot, though, of the global economy in many ways, doesn't it? Because essentially, why is the price of oil down so much? I know this AI boom, it's amazing, all that stuff. But obviously, the year is slowing down, right? The economy is slowing down. So we have companies that are making a lot of money. We have that there are a ton of reports about, earnings doing really well. But I also have to be clear, last week we have a lot of downgrade of growth to like around 2% this year. And that's still growth, so that's good. But can I just give you a couple of crazy, crazy numbers to think about? AI spending, by some accounts for almost 40% of all growth this year. Some I've seen higher, but let's say 40% of all of our growth is just spending by companies on AI. And high earners, the highest 10% of earners are responsible for at least half of consumer spending. So that means that those two areas, like the big growth pushes, they are predicated on a small group of people. On one hand, it's the companies investing in AI, and the other hand, it's rich people.
So let me just pivot then. We'll get to the blog in a second then, because I was going to ask you, I haven't read it. I just saw it in the bookstore too, and I've only watched part of Leslie Stahl's piece from last week on 60 Minutes. But, Andrew Ross Sorkin, with his 1929 is out and maybe thinking it's a little bit of a harbinger of what we're having right now, the moment we're having with these explosive, what you just talked about, plus all these gains in the stock market. I mean, are you worried about a little bit of bloat here and what could happen?
It's so weird. I've been doing this for a very long time. My very first year of trading on the floor of the Commodities Exchange was 1987.
Oh,
so I've lived through a crash in real time. I have rarely experienced a crash when everyone's talking about it.
True.
Okay. So now it doesn't mean it won't happen. But Also, I went to high school with Andrew Ross Sorkin. I'll tell you secrets after. But the thing that's interesting now is that I believe that the best thing that could happen for investors this minute would be sort of a slow, steady slide lower. Wouldn't that be nice just to be like, hey, let's take a breather, a little bit of a, you know, a give back of some of this. I hope that we don't see that the markets roll over because of an event. Now, that event could be lots of different things. You know, there's a lot of talk right now about private credit, which is just like non-banks, just like hedge funds, private equity funds that lend money to companies, that some of those funds are coming under pressure. So it is possible that we have some sort of accident. There are always financial accidents. But again, it's just so rare in life where we're all talking about the same accident and then it happens. Yeah. But it could.
Well, you're totally right about it. It comes when you don't expect it. I mean, that's just the way it always seems to happen. Yep. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News and Jill on Money. If you go to jillonmoney.com, this week is the great lock-in. You know, we talk a lot about sports. When somebody's locked in, they're laser-focused on something, and they're just in the zone, if you will. And you talk about some things. It really feels like maybe doing some New Year's resolution type things early, but it's good to focus on one thing maybe to in your financial life and work on it right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think of all the things we just talked about, the one thing into your control is your own financial life. So what one thing would you like to accomplish before the end of the year, or even just before Christmas Day? Just, I got 10 weeks to go. What do I want to do? Pick one thing. And the one thing has to be in your control. It can't be like, I'm going to make a lot of money, or it can be, I'm going to track my spending. I haven't done that in a long time. I really don't know how much I'm spending. It could be, I'm going to put an extra $5 a week, every week away for my emergency reserve fund. It could be, I'm going to put an extra $10 on my high interest debt. It could be all these different things that you know you want to do. Jill has nagged us year after year, month after month about estate planning. I'm finally going to make my will. Whatever it is, one thing, truly one thing. And that is what I want you to focus on, because it's a lot easier as a human being to just get distracted if you've got six things on your list. Think about the one thing in your financial life that you can control, lock in on that, and accomplish it.
I would like to increase my savings, but I don't know how that's going to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Well, you know, add $5 a week, see what happens. Remember the old Christmas clubs at banks?
Oh, yeah.
You know, in some respects, I think that might be a kind of a fabulous idea in some respects, just to say, like, you know, to segregate what you're doing and say, what is it that I want to accomplish? One thing, and then get it done. You know what I think is a good thing to do? I haven't done it in forever, but I'm old. But updating your LinkedIn profile and firing up your network. You know, the word network drives people crazy. So just like, you are trying to connect with one person, maybe one person a week before the end of the year. Meaning like, hey, what are you doing in your job? Need any extra work? Or I'm looking for a little extra money for this, before the end of the year. Can I get a little side hustle income started? Just talk to people. That is how most people are getting jobs. It is honestly like, If you're putting thousands of resumes in every week, you'd be better off talking to one person a week just in a different sector and saying, what's up with you guys? Are you doing anything?
Yeah, I like it.
You like that one. You're in media, of course. You're panic-stricken, just like all of us.
Always.
Always.
Now, are we not getting any data this week because of everything
shut
down?
Wait a minute. I have exciting news for you. We are getting a CPI report on Friday.
How's that happen?
They called a bunch of people back from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they said, I'll tell you the reason why. We need to get the inflation data out. Why? This was supposed to be out last week. Because we are supposed to use this particular report, the September CPI report. We are supposed to get this report in order to determine what are the cost of living adjustments to the Social Security system. And without that, they can't make the changes in time. So this is when you have, I think there's 75 million people who collect Social Security or some crazy number like that. And so what we need to know is that this is absolutely going to happen. I think it's going to be about 2.7%. That's what it looks like to me. And so they said no other releases will be rescheduled or produced until the resumption of regular government services. So that is what we know. Maximum Social Security benefit is about $4,000. And so we'll see what happens. It's very interesting to me that they're doing this, but I think they have to because so many people rely on the Social Security system.
There you have it. Jill, great job. Thank you so much, as always.
Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.